Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Councillor Noreen McGarvey has been described as a conscientious and caring public representative. Many tributes have been paid to the late councillor today. The HSE is warning that an increase in flu and COVID-19 is expected in the coming weeks. A young woman has died in a road traffic collision in County Derry. And Donegal County Council's Strategic Planning Policy Committee has been told that progress is expected next month on two important projects in the county. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up at about 5:15 with Oisin Kelly, followed by Nuacht with Colm Fersher. First news this evening, Donegal County Councillor Noreen McGarvey has been described as a conscientious and caring public representative. In paying tribute to the late councillor who passed away yesterday, Fianna Fáil party leader Micheál Martin said she was a true community champion and an important voice within the party, her community and Donegal. Councillor McGarvey was first elected onto Donegal County Council in 2019 and served as Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District and was the current last Cathaoirleach of the MD. Donegal County Council's Fianna Fáil party whip, Councillor Ciarán Brogan, says Councillor McGarvey was exemplary in her role.
Noreen was an exceptional public representative, somebody who carried her job with huge pride, honour and distinction in every way. She was very, very good. Her ability to work for her people was second to none. And her passion for that and her preparation for her work. But the passion for the area that she represented in West Donegal was huge as well. Not alone her own area, but so passionate about the islands as well. And I think of some of the work that was undertaken over the last number of years, Noreen was to the fore in every part of it. But just in her own way, she had a great ability of only speaking when she had something to say. But when Noreen spoke, she delivered her point, very focused and very much to the point. And Noreen was somebody that you knew had a massive knowledge of whatever the issue was, but had the passion to go with it. So as a public representative, her priority at all times was the needs of the people that she represented. She'd done that so well. And I know this is a very difficult day for her family. And it's also a difficult day for the Fianna Fáil party in West Donegal. And I suppose I'm thinking on people like, you know, David Alcorn, who would have been by Noreen's side for a long, long number of years, been family, friends, very close, and indeed the Fianna Fáil party in there. And Pat the Cope and his team as well, because they are a big family, and irrespective of the views that people have about politics at different times, I think there's a closeness with people and there's a bondness and there's a trust that's built up with people over many, many years. And Noreen was a big part of that. She was a real leader in that, and she was someone that you could really trust. And, you know, she carried her job with so much honour and integrity that was second to none. So for us as a party, it was a privilege that we had Noreen McGarvey on our team. Right across the political divide, Noreen had a great relationship with everyone and she just wanted to do the best for her people. So today is a very difficult day for everyone, but our thoughts and prayers are with them all at this difficult time.
The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Martin Harley, has too been remembering his colleague.
For Noreen McGarvey, sadly, gave up the battle last night, and very sad. May his thoughts go out to her daughter and to all her family. On this sad day, and I know she was a great friend and worker for Pat the Cope Geller as well, for years, and I thought it was great to Pat as well today. Noreen was a fantastic councillor, never said a lot, but she got her work done, and she was a very she was a great worker for people of Dunlow. I know that from talking to people over the last number of years. So, no, it was a very sad day for Noreen and her family, and for the people of Dunlow.
Well, as mentioned, Councillor McGarvey worked alongside former TD Pat the Cope Gallagher for many years. She first worked as an activist in numerous elections and then as a parliamentary assistant for 12 years. Pat the Cope Gallagher says the late councillor will be a much-missed member of the community.
A dark cloud descended over Donegal, and particularly West Donegal, when the news broke that Councillor Noreen McGarvey had passed away peacefully, surrounded by her family in Letterkenny last night. And it was with a heavy heart and profound sadness that we learned of her passing. Noreen was an exceptionally talented and gifted person, and she had an unconquering passion for life and living. She worked with me for 12 years as a parliamentary assistant. She worked as an activist with us since 1994, my first European campaign, and with David Alcorn, who ran for Uthras na Gaeltachta at that time, and of course a very close friend of his as well. Not alone was she involved in politics, she was involved in the Burton Port Variety Group. She was involved in Critch Golf, where she taught many young people how to play golf. She was involved in SCOR, the GAA, and Burton Port Summer Festival, to mention but a few of the activities she was involved in. Noreen will be sadly missed. She was available at all times to cater for the needs of her constituents. And I remember Noreen in my office. No problem was too great or no detail too small. She worked day and night, and even since she took ill some time ago, she still continued her work as a councillor and attended all the meetings, whether it be in person or on Zoom.
In adding to the tributes, Agriculture and Marine Minister Charlie McConlow praised the Fianna Fáil councillor for her dedication during her time on Donegal County Council.
Very sad day today, and really sad, particularly for all of Noreen's family, her daughter Amy, her father Seamus and mother Susie, and her brothers Declan and sisters Colette and Debbie, and all of her wider family. And I want to offer sympathies on behalf of all of the Fianna Fáil party and organisation. She's a tremendous loss to our party and the county as well. Was a great servant of the people in her electoral area, and for many years before that worked in Patrick Hope's constituency office and did tremendous work for so many people. And that was a mark of the type of person she was, a very giving person, a very caring person, somebody who was very dedicated to the local community, very dedicated to the local family, and was a very dedicated member of the Fianna Fáil team and leading light and contributor to Fianna Fáil over her lifetime. So I want to pass on her sympathies as a party to all of her family and all of her friends at this very, very difficult time indeed.
Councillor McGarvey's funeral mass will take place at 11 o'clock on Monday morning in St Columba's Church Acres. In other news, the HSE is warning that an increase in flu and COVID-19 is expected in the coming weeks. Increasing rates of the viruses have been recorded in Donegal, with Letterkenny University Hospital dealing with 9 outbreaks of respiratory illnesses. The number of people attending emergency departments with flu and COVID within the Seelter Hospital Group jumped 79% this week when compared to the previous week. The HSE's Director of Public Health in the North West, Dr. Anthony Breslin, is urging people to take preventative measures in a bid to alleviate the pressure facing EDs.
First of all, I must say it's not too late for anybody to get the flu and COVID vaccine. It may not help them much the next week or two, but it will help them afterwards. And aside from that, if they know someone who's got the flu or COVID, obviously to stay away from them. If they have minor symptoms, to look after themselves, they can get over-the-counter medication. They should rest, drink plenty of fluids. They should stay away particularly from the elderly or very, very young, because they will be more susceptible to the infection. If they do need care, obviously, first of all, if it's minor care, they can speak to the pharmacist about medication. And then if they want any other care, then they can speak to their GP or go to the out-of-hour service. And obviously try and stay away from an emergency department for minor problems. If they need to go to emergency department, obviously they need to go there. We're not saying that. But we are trying to see if we can manage the workload in the emergency departments and for GPs, because we realise it will be a busy time over the next week or so.
And as you mentioned there, the hospitals, with this increase in viruses in the community, it leads to an increase in pressure on the hospital as well, and you want people to do as much as they can to prevent that.
Obviously we don't want, if they can, to avoid getting sick in the first place, easier said than done. If they have minor symptoms, to look after themselves, go to the pharmacist or GP, and then if they need to go to the emergency department with an injury or if they've been sent there by the GP, just to follow the infection control advice they're given while they're in the emergency department, so as to avoid spreading the infection, any infection they may have there.
A young woman has died in a road traffic collision in County Derry. 21-year-old Lydia Ross from Ballymoney was seriously injured in a crash involving a blue Peugeot 207 in Ahadoy at around 10:15 last night. She later died in hospital. The PS and I are appealing for any witnesses to the crash, especially anyone who has dashcam footage from the area at the time, to contact them. The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees is warning Gaza is grappling with catastrophic hunger as it reiterates calls for a humanitarian ceasefire. 40% of the population is at risk of famine as Israel prevents the entry of aid trucks. Hamas spokesman Osman Hamdan says northern Gaza is now facing a humanitarian catastrophe.
What is happening in the northern part of Gaza is truly a humanitarian catastrophe, as our people there are facing starvation. Also, the acute shortage of food items and medicine has started the spread of skin diseases and respiratory issues.
Staff at Letterkenny University Hospital have been told not to ask patients to lie on the floor. The Irish Times has reported that the recommendation was made following an incident in September 2022 in which a patient who had fainted was asked to lie on the floor of the hospital's emergency department as no bed or chair was available. In addition, the man says he was incorrectly contacted on three occasions following his discharge due to administrative errors. The Irish Times says the hospital apologised to the patient last July for deficits in care during his attendance at the ED. Meanwhile, 18 people were without a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital today. According to the latest trolley watch figures issued by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation earlier, the hospital was the third most overcrowded in the country today. 10 patients were waiting on a bed in the emergency department, while the remaining 8 were in wards elsewhere in the hospital. A total of 182 people are without beds at hospitals across the country today.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get 30% off all official Donegal GAA Peak range in the Big St Stephen's Day sale. Also great savings on runners and leisure wear.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Jonathan Afolabi has joined Belgium side KV Cork for an undisclosed fee. The Belgium striker finished as the joint top scorer in last... The Bohemian striker, excuse me, finished as the joint top scorer in last season's SSE, our trusted league Premier Division. Afolabi had another year to run on his Bose contract, but was the subject of interest from a number of clubs in recent months. KV Cork plays in Belgium's top flight, but are currently bottom of the table with just 2 wins from their 20 matches so far this season. In Scotland, Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers hopes Liam Scales can be a shining example to any surprise inclusions in tomorrow's Scottish Premiership clash with rivals Rangers. The Republic of Ireland defender has become an important part of the side since his shock starter in the last Old Firm derby. Centre-back Cameron Carter-Vickers will miss the top-of-the-table clash at Parkhead through injury, and Rodgers says there's a chance for someone else to shine in the Old Firm.
I think players know that it's the opportunity, and I think Liam, like you say, from that moment has really kicked on and really established himself as a very, very good player.
Celtic, of course, go into the game at Parkhead 5 points clear at the top of the table, although the rivals have 2 games in hand. Manchester United boss Erik ten Hag believes the new investors, led by British billionaire Sir Jim Ratcliffe, do want to see him continue as manager. Enios agreed to buy a 25% stake in the club on Christmas Eve, a deal subject to Premier League approval. The Dutchman says he looks forward to sitting down with them in the near future.
The schedule is so condensed, so I didn't have the time so far to speak with them. But it will come, and I look forward. They want to work with me, I want to work with them, and we will have the conversations, the meetings, and so we will see.
In darts, Raymond van Barneveld has beaten Jim Williams 4-1 in the PDC World Championships to set up a last 16 clash with 16-year-old sensation Luke Littler. Yes, earlier today, Australian Damon Heater beat Barry Van Pier 4-3, while Johnny Clayton booked his place in the next round with a 4-2-1 over Christoph Ratajski. Defending champion Michael Smith and 3-time winner Michael Van Gerwen are both in action this evening. In rugby, Leinster head coach Leo Cullen has made 14 changes to his side for Monday's interprovincial derby against Ulster in the URC. Rob Russell is the only player retained in the starting lineup following the St Stephen's Day win over Munster at Thomond Park. Jameson Gibson-Park has been passed fit to play at scrum half and will be partnered at out half by Sam Prendergast. Ulster welcome back Stephen Kutchoff, Billy Burns and Rob Herring to their lineup for the game at the RDS. Herring sustained an ankle injury in the Champions Cup one over Racing 92 and missed the URC one over Connacht. Burns also missed that game with a bicep injury. They are 3 of 5 alternations made by coach Dan McFarland. Tom O'Toole and Luke Marshall are also set to start. The festive racing has concluded at Leopardstown. The feature today, the Grade 1 Matheson Hurdle, was once again won by the Wooly Mullins trained State Man. The 6-year-old was ridden to victory by Paul Townsend. And in greyhound racing, there is an 11 race card at the Lifford Stadium this evening. The first of those will be off at 7:45 p.m. And finally, as 2023 comes to an end, you can tune Highlands Way on Sunday the 31st of December as the Highland Radio sports team recap some of the sporting highlights from the past 12 months. That's the sport year 2023 after the 5 p.m. news on New Year's Eve this Sunday. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, Donegal County Council's Strategic Planning Policy Committee has been told that progress is expected next month on two important projects in the county. Work is set to start on a new ferry terminal and enterprise facility in Burton Port. While it's expected a long-awaited foreshore licence will be granted for the Riverine project, which straddles the Lifford-Strabane border. Donald Kavanagh has more.
The Harbour to Island Regeneration Project is designed to enhance facilities and opportunities in Burton Port and on Arran Moor. Phase 2 of the project will involve the construction of a ferry terminal building which will house Donegal County Council office accommodation, a community meeting room, public facilities, ferry offices, a waiting area and a tourist desk facility. There will also be a separate enterprise building containing a number of small mixed-use units that will help create employment opportunities and stimulate entrepreneurship. Work on the €2.3 million project is set to commence next month. Meanwhile, the committee was told a new application has been submitted under the EU Peace Plus Reimagining Communities programme for funding to complete the Riverine project, with a decision due between April and June. Planning consent's already been received in Donegal, with planning consent on the Strabane site expected next month. A foreshore licence in the Republic and a marine licence in the north are also expected in January.
Investigations are continuing into a suspected dog abduction in Tyrone. A French bulldog is believed to have been stolen from a property in the Longland Road area of Dunamana on Saturday last. The dog has since been found safe and returned to its owner. Police are continuing to appeal to anyone who may have witnessed the dog being taken. They are particularly keen to speak to the owners of a dark grey Suzuki Jeep that was spotted in the vicinity of the Longland Road between 2:20 and 2:25 p.m. on the day the dog went missing. Anyone who can assist with the investigation is asked to contact the non-emergency number 101. The importance of a personal locator beacon has been highlighted once again. In its end-of-year report, the Irish Coast Guard says a recent incident in Donegal where 4 fishers were rescued highlighted the value of wearing a PLB. The service responded to a total of 2,788 incidents so far this year. Matthew Joyce has more.
To date in 2023, 44 Coast Guard units were mobilised on 1,278 occasions. Coast Guard helicopters conducted 796 missions. Royal National Lifeboat Institution lifeboats were tasked 850 times. Community inshore rescue service boats were requested on 76 occasions. Critical assistance was provided to 665 people, and Coast Guard helicopters conducted 174 air ambulance flights from offshore islands, with August the busiest month. Minister of State with Special Responsibility for the Irish Coast Guard, Jack Chambers, has thanked those involved and has particularly recognised the work of the watch officers at rescue coordination centres in Malin, Valentia and MRCC Dublin. A recent incident in Donegal where 4 fishers were rescued highlighted the value of wearing a PLB, if proved to be the only means of raising the alarm, thus enabling the Coast Guard to mount a successful search and rescue mission. People are reminded that if you see somebody in trouble on the water or along the coast, or think they are in trouble, contact the Coast Guard.
weather now, cloudy with showers easing and dying out tonight with clear spells developing. Lowest temperatures of -1 to +2 degrees with some frost and icy stretches forming. The closing headlines this evening. Donegal County Councillor Noreen McGarvey has been described as a conscientious and caring public representative. In paying tribute to the late councillor who passed away yesterday, Fianna Fáil party leader Micheál Martin said she was a true community champion and an important voice within the party, her community and Donegal. The HSE is warning that an increase in flu and COVID-19 is expected in the coming weeks. Increasing rates of the viruses have been recorded in Donegal, with Letterkenny University Hospital dealing with 9 outbreaks of respiratory illnesses. A young woman has died in a road traffic collision in County Derry. 21-year-old Lydia Ross from Ballymoney was seriously injured in a crash involving a blue Peugeot 207 in Ahadhoo at around 10:15 last night. And staff at Letterkenny University Hospital have been told not to ask patients to lie on the floor. Irish Times reports that the recommendation was made following an incident in September 2022 in which a patient who had fainted was asked to lie on the floor of the hospital's emergency department as no bed or chair was available. That's all from Highland Radio News for this evening. Our next local bulletin will be tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferrisher. Good evening.
Bannock Nina Fela Div, Colm Ferrisher and Shalin the Prev Skelty. Capu Seamus O'Con Cannon and the Commissioner Changa Erna Malaf. Tagan Seamus Igor Bucht Ronan O'Donnell Akai Nim Liana Mar Commissioner. Okaj a Capuhan Dirt Seamus O'Con Cannon Gorosha Igsul. Gomor Lishan Jesh and a Roll Ur Chonacher Santosa a Emerch Vedu Augusar Yosu na Servishi Publi Ata Akar Foil. Three Gaelige ag agriachti stach. Togtar le fiscal ober a chorlioracta agus taige e lai tihiacht in aquinia a currer foil e gantar geltacta idger laiver ag udras na geltacta bein a tihi a hogfar halavan udras. Na fui bartas tihiacta udras na geltacta jiriha rini le Gaelige agus te currer jesh ar foil ag eindanya le Gaelige a co leanin critter na schema. Curtis Jaher. Taharik Sul go Gorfi, Afrechnu, Nyau Splacher and Ejahis, Idushkart Erin, and Gaelige Chokim, Mar Our Van Scholar, Socorus Ejahis, O Hui, Le Hauer Coraclam Ella. Major Le Ratchus Gael Lin is Our Dohish Goel, Afrechnu, the Nua Changaha, a Ra Goelche, and Am Don Realtus, Gnivu, the Malti, at Lucha. Mar chod na afrathnu agus inyestu mar ascart I dóchi nís fair don changa agus don na scholarí sna sé chondé. Agus ta emacti scol gavrigi dór fwy lan siol in gieltacht ir húsgart gún an all, le rangana agus sesiún ciol go lior bártithe chlár na fela. Sin mo chod se ilig go léir slán agus bannacht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, December the 29th. The death took place on December the 18th in Boston of Benny McGettigan, Boston and formerly 32 Ernie Road, Strabane. Reposing at Richie and Maura Crawford's home, 127 Laurel Drive, Strabane, tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral leaving 127 Laurel Drive on Monday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, Kev Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock to 11 o'clock. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Martin McGonigal, Ruskie, Quigley's Point. Martin's remains will leave Liam Collins' funeral home this evening at 8 o'clock, going to his home. Family time, please, from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Pamela Gibson, Mahara Solis, Rafoe. Her remains are reposing at Terence McClintock's funeral home. You're welcome to pay your respects at the funeral home today from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Junan's Church, Rafoe, followed by interment in the family plot in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of James Doherty, Sian, Ballysalla, Glengad, Mallon. James's remains are reposing at his home. Family time from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass for James will take place on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ochaclea, Mallon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Patrick Joseph Patsy Kern, Airty, Manor Cunningham and formerly London and Derry. Patsy's remains are reposing at his daughter Caroline Boyle's home at Airty, Manor Cunningham today from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 o'clock until 10 o'clock with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:30, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham for 12:30 Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in St. Columba's Church Cemetery, Drumahull. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Charlie Shields, Carnamugga, Letterkenny, formerly of Muff, Culdaff, reposing at his late residence. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to St Junan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed online at churchservices.tv, followed by interment in the family plot in Cornwall Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to the Donegal branch of the Irish Wheelchair Association, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Sister Perpetua O'Donnell, Sisters of Mercy Ballyshannon, formerly New Road, Donegal Town. Remains reposing at St Catherine's Mercy Convent, Ballyshannon, today until 6 o'clock. Removal to St Patrick's Church, Ballyshannon, tomorrow morning for Mass of the Resurrection at 11 o'clock, with interment to the Abbey Assarose Cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred of Veronica McBride, née Boyce, Ards, Creeslaw and formerly of Kilmacrenan, reposing at her home. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creeslaw, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, which can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv, with burial afterwards in Doe's Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.